Yeah, y'all went outside when this came out. Yeah. What's up? Y'all went outside. Finish Rich Bread Podcast. Your boy, Josh Collins, is here. I got my voice back. My man's on the other end. I'm excited, y'all. And you can tell by the energy on the intro, man. We got some new toys. Able to do some sounds. You know what I mean? So we're going to have some fun on the podcast from here on out. More fun, that is. You know, shout out to my boy Nick Lay on the ones and twos, man. You know, Courtney, man, how you feel about the sounds, man, the soundboard and stuff?
I'm loving it, man. Welcome back, everybody. Milk versus Solid Food Podcast.
Yes,
what y'all
sir.
Know about this, man?
Yeah, man. Go Google it. Will Smith. They know him from Instagram, man, but go look at early Will Smith, Fresh Prince, man, early 90s, man. Some of your styles that you didn't even know came from that show. You know what I'm saying? Retro, great fives, and all types of Jordans that's coming out again, man. He's, you know, Will Smith was the guy that we all wanted to be like, man.
Yeah.
Especially if he's from the inner city.
Most definitely.
You know. So, yeah, shout out to the Fresh Prince, man. Will Smith, man. He's more than just an Instagram fun guy. That's his label now, man. He taking over Instagram, and I think he just got on there
not even a year, really, man. Got almost 100 and some odd million followers.
Wow. And then his wife and kids, they got their show. They got not Netflix, Facebook table show, and it's up for an Emmy. They crushing this whole net thing in that world. So I was like, whoa. So
yeah.
I'm saying all that to say, like, man, Will Smith, he don't find a different avenue, man. So yeah, man, shout out to the Smiths, man. You know, I don't really keep up with him like that, but this show, Fresh Prince, man, definitely influential in my life, man, growing up.
Yeah, 29.2 million followers on the gram, man.
Yeah, that's wild.
And it hasn't even been a year, but yeah, man, definitely impacted my childhood, man. You got to be, 30 and up, man, to really appreciate him, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you back, man. Josh Collins is what, 90%?
I would say 90, yeah.
A little say about 90%, man.
I play basketball on Friday. About... Shout out to Nick. Playing applause.
Welcome back, man. It's been 3 weeks, man. You needed that, man.
Definitely,
it's been 3 weeks, man. You've been cootie infested. You know what I mean? Like, you sound like Barry White. Go Google him if y'all know who that is. You sound like Chef or Chef. From South Park.
Oh,
I
would
recommend y'all watch that show, but I remember Isaac Hayes did the voice. Rest in peace to him, man. He did the chef voice on that thing, man. So that's who Joshua was sounding like.
Definitely. Yeah, man. Those sinuses got a hold of me, and I was down, drowsy for a while. My headaches and sore throats, no appetite, man. It was wild.
Yeah, I didn't even hear from you, man. I thought you quit the brand. I'm like, man, I found another co-founder.
No,
out,
never. I was out. I was look, man. I would get off at 7. I would sleep by 8. I'm not lying.
Sheesh.
And I don't usually go to bed till about 10, 11. But you know what I mean. I was maybe 12 on some nights, but I was out, man. That's shaking. And I don't get sick that much either. So, like, you heard my wife on the phone today, Cordy. She was like, he ain't taking too well.
Right. You got Dr. McStuffins over there, man. So I thought all she had to do was mix you up a little elixir and get you back on your feet.
I wish it was like Zelda. I wish.
But you got a glass jaw, man, when it come to the medications, man.
Yeah, I don't. And that's another thing, too. I got my own, I guess, ideology on, like, medicines. I try not to, I don't want to take them unless I absolutely have to take them. And I didn't, even though I was sick and I was still working, barely, though, I was sitting down a lot, but I just didn't want to take any medicine, man. So maybe that's my part. Maybe my sickness could have ended a week prior or maybe 2 weeks prior. But yeah, I didn't want to take any medicine, man. I didn't take anything. I just sleep, fluids, kept my electrolytes up, and my vitamin C. That was it. Oh, and I always take a multivitamin. But I'm back, man. Thank you for your prayers. And yeah, I'm back, man. Back to sounding like me.
Right. Understood, man. Well, nothing of you haven't missed much besides, you know, whatever goes on in the world on social media that is brought to your attention immediately. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As far as what we got going on, man, you know, we're going to continue to push forward, man. We got some good things in the works coming towards y'all, man. So nothing out of the blue happened, man. I am childless for the week.
How does
kids are in Evansville. Man, I went on a date. Thanks, Dick. Hey, I went on a date last night, man, to Panera Bread, man. I went to PetSmart with the wife, man. She got a chance to relive her childhood, and she pet a guinea pig. Go ahead.
People, I didn't even cut you off. People might hear Panera Bread, you went on a date. They don't understand. When the kids is gone, you'll mess around to just go sit on the porch and have a date. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't wait to get off yesterday, man. I had a coworker, man. Shout out to my girl, Amy. She was like, what are you doing when you get off of work? I got off at 5:00 while most of my, you know, people that's on the overtime list still out there working, delivering mail. What you going to do? I said, man, I'm finna go out on a date. Say, yeah, I date my wife, man. We finna go Panera Bread. She was like, oh, that sounds good. I said, doesn't it? So, man, my wife, man, I came home. She was asleep on the couch. I had that Kool-Aid smile on my face. I said, hey, man, throw something on. We out.
Yep.
And we went to Greenwood here in Knapp, one of our favorite spots. And went to Panera Bread, man. Went, you know, did some window shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, man.
See, man, you appreciate those little stuff, man. Like I said, when the kids is go, we love the kids.
Love them to death, man. But
it's when it's just you and the wife, man. It's just like, hey, let's go. Do what we was doing before the kids, just for an hour.
I know, man. Yeah. It's like, man, we got so many activities we can do, man. Like off the Step Brothers movie, bro. Like, man, we was ready to go nuts. I'm like, man, we know we can go to Texas Roadhouse, man. We can go. We can go to the movies, like. The possibilities were limitless, man, but they gone until Thursday, man, so I'm sure we'll be
be
hanging out. Shout out to the family in Evansville, man, for picking up the slack, man. They love when the kids come down, man, and they excited to be out of the house as well, too, away from the norm, man. But they do love being at the house, man, because my wife and I, man, we created a good environment for them to be in, man. Yeah. They love being at home, man, which is good. Because, you know, me, you know, I want our kids to, you know, when they grow up and they leave the house, man, they'll be like, man, I love being at home with mom and dad. You know what I mean? Now, we don't want them to move back, you know, but y'all come visit. You know what I'm saying? But for the time being, though, you know, we enjoy being, you know, raised up in the Douglas household, man. So. Got some things planned for them, man, coming up in May. We're going to Holiday World, man.
Tell me about Holiday World.
I don't know if you've been there.
Tell me about Holiday World.
And Santa Claus, Indiana, right in the middle of the state. No.
It's a real place?
It's a real place. It's
Santa Claus?
Southeast. Santa Claus, Indiana, man. That's where Holiday World is, man. Wow. And it's just as it is. It's theme, man. They go through all of the seasons and stuff, man. The theme park is set up like that as well, too. The world's number one water park is Santa Claus, Indiana. And they have the world's best wooden roller coasters as well, too. Appreciate you. And free sodas. So the kids, man, get to pass out. Exactly. They get to go nuts, man. There's free drinks, man, and man, just a lot of fun in the water park, man.
Wow.
So we can't wait to take them there. Now, I'm nervous because I go on vacation Cinco de Mayo weekend. So I'm not sure how Indiana weather is going to cooperate, because if it's 80 plus, we in the water. If it's 70, I don't know, man, because, you know, the goosebumps, man, and all of that. It's going to be too cold, man, to be in that water. So if it's 90 degrees, I'm there all day. But that's what we're looking forward to taking them to, man.
That's the thing about us, too. Like, when I was, like, not us, but, like, us Midwesterners. Like, when I'm in Texas, I know it's going to be 110 and around May. And that's facts, because the past 2 years I've been in Texas in May. Mm-hmm. Up here, man, it must around be 67. You don't know. Or it might be 95.
My mama give me a call, be like, yeah, it's hot because these cats out here, man, they pushing strollers and rolling around the neighborhood with their windows down, man, blasting that music at 67 degrees.
Because so that's imagine. Hot. That's a heat wave if you from
that's
the Midwest.
That's a heat wave from the Midwest.
Oh, we out there with sandals and shorts.
Right. We thankful to man that it's warm.
Sure, man. I was telling somebody else that I was talking to one of my counselors for school, and she's in Phoenix. She was complaining because it was like 80. I said, ma'am, right now
we were trade.
It's like, I was like, it's like 17 degrees here right now. She was like, oh, I won't complain to you ever again. I said, yeah, please don't.
Please don't.
I'll trade with you in a heartbeat, sweetheart. Right. Please.
So that's the major thing, though, man. So I'm glad that we're getting past this, man. The spring was this past Wednesday, man. So I'm ready for this season to definitely change, though, man. I told a customer yesterday, man, it's like the first year that I've ever I couldn't deliver mail, man, because it was negative 40 outside. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, I'm ready for the seasons to change. I'm ready to put on, you know, as the world's flyest mailman, let me say this. I'm ready to pull out these socks, man. I got my shoes. I gotta go get my Reebok Classics, man. Now, I don't care. They know at the job, man. I'm frustrated with the union, and they got people who they as a vendor that make our uniforms, man. You know, they'll give us an allotment of $500, man, but the pants cost $100, the shoes $200. I'm like, man, and this stuff is made out of the cheapest material, man. The shoes are terrible. They're like Pinocchio wooden joints, man. That's how they feel when you walk in them. And what? I'm like, man, negative, man. I'm not. So me, I cheat code. Now, I'll wear the uniform, man. It's not my money. I'll buy the uniform. But I'm definitely getting my Reebok Classics, my all-black leather joints, SpongeBob socks. Shout out to Odd Socks Official. I'm getting the wrestling package with Ric Flair on them things. You understand? Ric Flair socks. Man, shout out to Nick. Ric Flair drip delivering this mail, cowboy hat. Shout out to Woody because Toy Story coming out June 21st.
Yeah, I'm geek on that.
I'm in that thing. That's a family event. 30 and up, you got to understand. I'm in there for that.
Yeah.
Shout out. There's some things coming up this year, man. Avengers Endgame, April 26th.
Do you want to see Shazam?
No. No, bro.
Hold on, where's that? Oh, wrong one. There we go.
Okay, there we go. No, man, I'm not excited for the Shazam movie, bro.
It's funny.
DC has dropped the ball. They should just stop making movies, man. Stick to the animated, man.
They're killing that, man.
Because now we're going to go into a little nerd talk. Now, they can come back if they reboot the trilogy and start off from Batman.
They better reboot.
They'll have to go out. What was the last Batman movie called? Batman Rises?
Yeah.
So if they go... Yeah, with Bane. So if they go ahead and capitalize off of that, because they basically left the door open on the ending.
Definitely.
So if they started from there and go forward, that's the best way they can come back. Now, they can keep the same actors as far as Aquaman and Superman, but they need to bring back Christian Bell.
I want Ben got to go, man. Ben Affleck, that is, to the people listening. He got to go.
Right.
I think they're getting rid of that Superman, if I'm not mistaken.
Henry Cavill. But that's a shame, man. He's like the best Superman. I liked his look.
I do, too. And I was struck by that.
Now, I'm not trying to be perverse, man, but they can get rid of Wonder Woman, though. She's okay. I mean, I got nothing against her. But we're talking about an Amazon. We're talking about built, muscular. She was a little too petite, man, to play Wonder Woman, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Not that. So, her...
This is nerd talk, so I get you.
And I don't mind the Flash. I think he's okay as Flash. They need to bring in a good Green Lantern. I think they need to bring in the Jon Stewart just to keep the brothers
and
alive.
And it's funny, though,
because
who was Green Lantern before? He's Ryan
the
Reynolds
guy that
is dead.
Deadpool. Yeah, he played him.
I said Dish. I meant Deadpool.
He was. Playing,
that's the crazy part. He's like, man, DC ain't work, but Marvel will.
Yeah, Marvel will. So, yeah. But that goes back to just having a vision and sticking to it, man. They didn't have no game plan. It was just, you know, skipping rocks up the lake, man.
Maybe
having no
they had a game
to.
Plan, but I don't. They didn't. They need to. They got to go revise because Marvel's game plan is. Man.
At least 20 years deep.
You know, they nailed that. Because they made it to where you got to go see a hero you really don't care about, but you got to go see it because you know it's going to tie into Endgame. You got to go see Wasp and, you know, Ant-Man and...
And Captain Marvel because of the mission they have a target that
they did really good.
So I'm excited to go catch the movie, man.
Good writers.
Yeah, that's one thing we spoke about as far as just trying to revise or not even really revising what DC is trying to do, but just looking at it from a writer's perspective, like what's going to captivate the audience to come and flood the movie theaters. And they don't have that plan yet because you're trying to piggyback off of what Marvel's doing and you can't. I mean, that's why I said
they had a good thing going too with the Batmans. They had a really good thing.
It's more of a director just giving up because he was bored with it. But I'm like, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Do you think Heath Ledger had anything to do with Christopher Nolan? Oh, it's Nolan,
no.
Right? Or Bill? Which one is the director?
Christian Nolan is the director. Bill was the Batman.
Okay.
No, I think it took a big chunk out of the apple. With Heath Ledger passing, though, but I think you could have brought in because Batman has a huge hero.
Yeah, he does have a slew of villains.
He has a slew of villains that you can always plug in there, though. But I think when it came into really doing, because you could have took if there was a part four, you could have brought in the Justice League through that. You could have brought in a Superman.
That would have been hard.
But then they could have kept it realistic, but then you could have branched out with Superman and then got Cosmic. Then you could have got Greek God with bringing in Wonder Woman.
They could have brought in the Justice League and it could have been off of Batman's skepticism. Because, you know, even though he's with the Justice League, he really he really don't rock with
him. Just call me when you need me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If it's like enter the world, all right, man, I got a plan. This is how we going to do it. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I don't really rock with y'all like that.
And I had so many bases. I didn't like that Superman at all. That's just me. I didn't.
You didn't like Henry Cavill?
No, I like the Superman, the guy that plays Superman. I didn't like the direction of the movie. And then didn't like Batman versus Superman. Like
It was rushed.
I was a little upset at that, man. And then the Justice League, like, dude, the fourth Batman, they could have brought in the Justice League, Batman actually needing help but not wanting help because he's skeptical on these heroes and, you know what I mean? In the back of his mind, he feels like, you know, they shouldn't have this much power, but they're good guys right now. And you know what I mean? You know how Batman's skeptical,
right,
man.
But I think that it would have took a different approach with that Superman movie tails end of that, because now you could have just had Batman do a business, or Bruce Wayne do a business deal with Lex Luthor, and then, okay, well, he's trying to poison the water well or poison the sodas, man, and try to develop metahumans. You could have done a slew of things that could have incorporated. But now I think that the ship has definitely sailed on them trying to really make any attempt. So to answer the basic questions, I will not watch Shazam. I will rent it on my TV though in 3 months when it comes out and watch it for $4, man. But just going, I'm just turned off, man, until I see something that makes me get off.
DC.
Now, my wife and I, we were supposed to rent the Aquaman movie.
I'm sorry, man, we got negative energy on that, man.
But
that
just goes into, man, when you don't plan accordingly or you don't have any goals to really capture or to accomplish anything, what can happen? Because now you're just swinging. And they knocked it out of, and Marvel is, it's like, okay, Marvel is, and I know some baseball fans out there, excuse the steroids, but like a Barry Bonds or a Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa, here you are hitting them out the park, but you just got a guy that's just hitting, you know, to third base or just swinging and striking out. And now you looking across the field, you know, if it's like batting practice and you're in batting cages, like, man, he's in home runs and I'm striking out every time. Let me try to mimic what they do, and then you're failing miserably.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, man. And there's some life lessons in that you can learn as well too, man, on any walk of life as well too. Always make sure that you have a plan that you can aim at, and even small goals, you know, whether that's getting out of debt or losing weight, you know, it's still a brand new year, you know?
Well, that's, you said, Dave, you said getting out of debt. That's Dave Ramsey's big thing, man. You know, just, you know, small goals at a time to build momentum, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then on a neurological aspect, that builds dopamine, and that keeps you wanting to go, oh, I paid this off. Or, oh, man, I dropped a pound this week. Oh, I got to go get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for all fields of life, man, that keeps you going.
Is that a two-pack, right? I'm seeing it in the mirror on the stomach.
You know what?
I got one ab showing. Okay.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast by Joel Smith. Joel Smith is he's one of the youngest guys to have the most Olympians out of his camp. And I listen to him, man, because I just like kinesiology and biomechanics. Plus, that's the field I work in. But Joel Smith was saying, like, on the high school level, we got to keep our kids PRing. Like, it doesn't matter if you just, let's say, and the smallest PR will help a kid keep going, because it creates dopamine. And this thing was like, get hits of dopamine by any way, because he was saying, like, a lot of guys go in the gym and they'll bench press. And they'll look on their phone and get the dopamine from the phone instead of the bench press.
Mm.
And he's like, no, throw that out, because that'll distort the momentum to keep working out your phone. Put that phone down and work out. And he said, it doesn't matter if you go from 135 to 135 and a half. You know what I mean? Like, create dopamine by any means. And that's something I'm starting to take in, like, my life. Like, how can I create these moments of dopamine for me, like, through God? But, like, how can I create moments of dopamine? Because that keeps you going, especially when you're depressed or, you know how you get those days, man? You're just in a down moment. You just ain't feeling it. Like, you got to create, like, hits of dopamine. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see my daughter. Yesterday I was with my daughter. And we got, like, this little board with the magnetic pen, and, you know, I'm writing shapes. She's struggling writing her letters. So what I would do for, like, the number 8, I would draw an X, and then on the top of the X, it would be a frowny face, and then on the bottom, it would be a smiley face to make the number 8. And so she got that concept. She just couldn't draw the number 8. She just couldn't draw it. But when I put the X there, she drew the X. And then on the bottom of the X, she drew the smiley face. And, you know, I explained it to her, and that was enough to get her going. She's ready to draw more letters and numbers. So just little hits of dopamine, man, for any aspect of life, whatever it is, man, whatever it is.
Right. And that brings up Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. It says, yeah, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there sure is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol or the land of the dead where you are going. Now, we're not trying to make that dark and gloom. It's just saying when you pass from this life, there's none of that. You know what I mean? Says the philosopher in this book, Solomon. So, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, man, as long as, you know, this day, you know, if you're alive today, you know, and you're hearing this today and you're alive and you're well, whatever you love doing, do it with all your, you know, with all your might and all your strength, man. That brings passion and joy to you, yeah, as well, too, and benefits others, you know. So,
and figuring that out, go too, for it. Like I was saying, great, exactly what you just said, having a passion, and then, okay, how do I continue this passion?
Mm-hmm.
How do I continue to get hits of dopamine on something I've been working at for 2-3 years? You know what I'm saying? Or 4 or 5 years, whatever it is. So, you know what I mean? Getting creative and doing it wholeheartedly for the Lord. Like, I told somebody in my business, I had a business meeting like 2 weeks ago. And I said, they was asking me, I was like, man, sometimes I got to imagine that I'm working, like Christ is sitting in this chair right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a little pressure on me. You know what I mean? And whether they like that or not, that was my, that works for me. And, you know, the job, like what I'm doing, so it worked for them too. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You want to take a break and come back? Or we can keep talking, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm with the solid next one, man. This is the first brand podcast. No personal food, man. Don't touch that dial.
Okay.
Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. Habakkuk 2 and 2.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, for me, man, listen, reading that verse, man, brings me back to a time of being in high school, man, where I didn't know whether I was going to graduate. I think I only had, and as a sophomore, no, my freshman year, I think I only had like less than 20 credits.
Goodness.
Straight knucklehead, you know, and I will always hear my teachers, you know, you got to get your diploma. My mom would say, you got to get your diploma. My grandparents would say, you got to get your diploma because it's going to be hard out here, man, when, you know, trying to look for a job when you graduate. You know, you just can't, they're not going to hire you a job because you cute. You know what I mean? You got to have something behind you to really, you know, that's going to represent you, that say, hey, I'm qualified to do whatever job that you give me. So, you know, I didn't hear it then, but yeah, but I would later, you know, as time progressed and I got older and I got kicked out of school and had to go to an alternative school, that's when it sunk in, you know, because the path that I was going down, man, wasn't leading anywhere. So, you know, junior and senior year, shout out to Mrs. Patterson. And she just sat me down and kind of read me my rights after my grandparents and my mom and my, you know, community of beloved relatives and close friends of the family all had their say, you know, like, man, you tripping out here.
Yeah.
But, well, when she spoke, man, and, you know, you got to have a plan out here. You got to be able to, you know, do this, though. And, you know, that scared straight ride with my mom, showing me the panhandlers underneath the bridge, shaking cans and with signs and looking crazy, that's going to be your future, man, if you don't have a plan and you don't have anything to look forward to.
See, it's funny because I just spoke to some students and told them it's okay if you don't know what you want to do after school. So what would you say to a kid that's just like, I'm sorry, I don't want to call them a kid. Young man, young woman, you know.
Uh-huh.
What would you say to them that's like, man, I don't know what I want to do, but I'm a graduating school. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, man, if you're going to graduate from school, well, you, number one, you got to survive out here. You know, you got to keep a steady income. You got to have stability. So if you don't know what that dream job is or what your purpose is, you know, young man or young woman, you know, go work. You know, number one, like my grandpa told me, you know, working, son, you know, you ain't got to worry about getting in trouble. You got something that's keeping you your mind focused, you know, earn a living, feed yourself, take care of yourself and prepare for a husband or for a wife. And, you know, as far as a purpose, find that niche, man. What, you know, look into the market and see what the market is missing. What do you have a passion for? You know, is
what are you doing a regular for free?
Yeah. Or are you just saying that in general, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you volunteering at, you know, shelters and you always working with kids?
Is he picking back up? Yo, Cordy. That is funny. I think this might be my favorite one. I thought I was going to like the applause. Nah. That wah, wah, wah. That's my favorite one.
So, if I can step in here with you.
While
we try to get Courtney back.
Of course.
I apologize. That's me. I am Nick Lay. I was messing around on my phone, which is the object which calls Courtney right now. And that is my bad. So, yeah. This sound is me calling him on Skype. See if he answers. I was trying to see if my what was that?
Aubrey Simpson.
Courtney, are you there? Apparently on Skype, Courtney is unavailable. Unavailable.
No!
Let's see what we can get.
Yo.
Yeah. Nick Lay, you want to explain?
I heard him. He said he was messing around on his phone and something happened. I heard most of that.
Yeah. So that was.
Let's start over.
All right. Well, I will cut out and you guys carry on. My apologies.
No, I can't remember what you were saying, but I think we, dude. I kind of remember. I was saying, sometimes you can just look at what do you like doing for free, like in your leisure time, and that might be something. Because, dude, we're in this weird time where like so much stuff is one. People, there's an audience for everything. Two. A lot of stuff that could not have been lucrative is today.
Right.
Like, you know, I think the main thing, what we're seeing, though, in the young generation, the younger generation is, especially men, not neglecting the women, but men, young men, like, just drive. You know what I mean? They're easy. They quit sooner than us, like, when we were younger. So, like, that drive and perseverance, like, it's going to be hard, bro. Like, you got to grind, man, and it's okay having a job while you try to figure stuff out. That's what I believe. A lot of us
and
do that.
That's what we did. You and I had a job, and we continued to believe, and now that, you know, you and I and our wives, our, you know, our team, man, you know, we have a brand now. You know what I mean? That, you know, it's like, all right, I got a flat tire, or somebody gives me a tire and it's flat. Like, look, man, I'm not going to pump these up for you, man. You want them on your car, you do the work, you know? So now, you know, we're slowly pumping this thing up, man, to add to a vehicle that's going to get us to A to Z now, Lord willing. So, you know, yeah, and it's not going to be easy. And I think sometimes, man, social media can definitely is social a mirage, media definitely, man.
Boy.
It's a mirage, man.
Boy, it is.
Because you're looking at the end result of what somebody's already doing. You like, man, I got to get my body like his. Well, this guy's been working out for 10 plus years.
I just had the same conversation on Friday before school ended. And I kid you not, because we were talking about the body. I'm like, man, a lot of these guys have been lifting for 8-10 years. And I showed the kids, because they were talking about roids. I was like, nobody gets like that. So 5 years ago, I did an extensive, like, I feel like 6 months of just learning about roids. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying roids because I think, like, sometimes social media is kind of like roids. Like you just see, like, the finished product. Like, man, he big. Like, no. It's not what it looks like. You know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah, this girl, she you, it is funny because you said they're not going to hire you because you're not pretty. But the pretty girl on Instagram taking a picture in her bikini, but with the TV on the floor, and she ain't got no box spring. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man.
Like, they looking at the picture, but look at the background, y'all. Everything right, is not man. What it seems, man.
Her refrigerator ain't even full, man. Yeah, she got a can full. Of Beanie Weenies back there. Yeah, she eats bologna sandwiches back bologna. There, man.
So, that,
crispy in the microwave.
Yeah, so, like, that's what, like, sometimes it can be like a Roy where things seem pumped up and big, you know what I mean, shaped, and is really not, or it's just short term. It's a filter. Yeah,
you gotta feel, you ain't got no puppy ears in real life. My mom hates that, man. She like, girl, you know you not cute. You know, you got on, especially, you know, grown women, you already got these, they got the sparklies, you got the dog ears and all of that, you trying to look like a little kitty cat on the filter. I'm like, stop, man.
Yeah, man,
that's a mirage, don't do it. You know, but social media will set you up thinking that you got to do more, man, to get where people at, man, when they don't even got it like that.
And the real people that's getting it out here, man, like, they struggle. Like, the people that we look up to, and, you know, I see guys like Gary Vee and probably your favorite hip-hop artist or whoever you follow, they got it in. Like, when I mean got it in, like, they struggle. Like, mm-hmm. big time. They struggle for years. Probably, like, that's the thing. Like, you can struggle for 15 years, man, and have 1 year or 6 months of success that make you forget about all of that. And success is subjective. So whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, well, your business is up, afloat, and you know what I mean? You're able to go to schools and help young men, young women out, and, you know, you're able to impact your community and where you're from. That's what I say, but, like, you know, social media make you think people just got it in off the porch, man, and mm-hmm. and, you know, everyone wants to be a boss, man. Everyone wants to have authority over people. The drum major instinct, as Dr. King talked about, man, everybody wants to solo, you know what I mean? But
right.
I'd rather, like Paul said, man, I'd rather be under God and have authority of over men. I'd rather be under you than to be over others, man. You as in God, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, because if I do that, then I'll get the fruits I need to feed other men, and not just on my own understanding, because I aspire to be like Kodak Black, you know what I mean, or someone else who's probably suffering on the inside eternally. Just a man.
Right.
Because his social media looks like he got cars and stuff like that. So it's, and I, man, that was long-winded. I'm saying, like, man, it's cool. It's okay to suffer, man. When you, like, you're going to suffer for his sake. You know, that's what we do. But, like, man, that shapes us and that makes us more seasoned. Don't nobody like, no, you know, fries are nasty without the salt, man. Well, you got a little season.
They nasty when they not cooked thoroughly. And that's what a lot of y'all are like, TV dinners, that's on two. You need to turn the oven on, 375 preheat, put that thing up in there for 20 minutes. Read the back of the instructions. In essence,
you ever had a TV dinner and the Salisbury steak one? You know what I mean? Well, right.
Oh, man, that just,
That just turned your whole appetite upside down.
Green beans still got ice on them. Like, yo, I did with the boxing.
Right, and that's how some of y'all looking out here when y'all go out there prematurely without a game plan, thinking it's finna be easy. Like, I'm finna just go out here and automatically have the end result. Like, no, it don't work like that, man. Especially like me, and I like bringing up my job a lot, though, man. But I get to see a lot of things out here, man. As I'm walking, you'd be surprised, man. Just walking, whistling, and delivering mail and running from dogs. Well, I haven't run from no dogs in a minute, but I've been seeing, like, good. I've seen houses, I've seen skyscrapers built from scratch. They dig down before they can build up. You know, and a lot of y'all think that y'all just going to build up. You're not going to have no foundation, and y'all going to tip over. Then you're going to bring on unnecessary things like anxiety and depression, and you're ready to take yourself out because, once again, success might be to you is status amongst peers.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be where you at in life, and that's not necessary, man. You need to be in your lane, run your race, and do what moves you. Whatever you're passionate about, you're going to do the hard labor and hard work to get to that end result. And you're going to have a smile on your face doing it, though, man, because you're running your race and you have desire about what you are doing. And that's where you see a lot of the failure rate, because most people are just doing it just to get a dollar. There's no patience, no desire, no passion in that. You know, so they won't do it long because it's not fulfilling to them. So you just really have to cipher out, man, young person or older person, of where you are in your life, man. Like, what moves me? What can I do to help? And that's what you do. You do it with all your might.
Well said. Hey, off subject. I was thinking about this. What are you guilty about right now? Say something you're just guilty about. And I can go first if you don't want to answer yet.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll ponder on it.
Because I like ratchet stuff. Just be real. I'm guilty about
that. Oh, okay. Let's do that. Let me take the wheel on this. Can I take the wheel, please?
Yeah.
Can I take the wheel?
I like okay. Ratchet stuff, and
for,
I know it doesn't.
Listener,
hold on.
Go ahead, bro.
I like ratchet stuff, and it doesn't. I know it don't honor God, man. It's a fight. I like ratchet stuff. Like, I like,
same
like,
here.
Now my stuff might be antiquated. It might not be like the new ratchet, but like the ratchet I grew up on, like juvenile 99 to 2000. Like, I love that beat. I love, you know, this, like, oh man, I know it don't honor God, but it's something. It's a guilty pleasure, no doubt. I'm not saying this to brag either. I'm just like, man,
some things that we struggle with, man, because
for sure.
Again, a lot of y'all got us messed up as being Christians. You know what I mean? Like, man, we love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. We are so grateful that Christ died for our sins, man. But hey, we are saved. But man, he's moving us from glory to glory. He's working on us, man. So I'm a finisher of your book.
Hey, I don't think Nick expected me to say that.
Hey, fam, he cracking up, man.
Yeah.
Listen, Courtney, I'm gonna give you a percentage. I'm about 80% saved to the Lord. That 20% is still in the world, because one of my guilty pleasures, and I don't encourage none of y'all listeners to do this, man, but me, I am very goofy. I love to laugh at ignorant people, and one guy that cracks me up is Bosco 100.
Oh man.
And I just watch the videos on Instagram, and I know I shouldn't. I'm trolling him. I don't follow him, but I watch a live video and be cracking up. Cause he be cussing people stone cold out, man. He say blood like 150 times in one live stream. Like, man, blood, get over here, blood. Man, get your goofy bleep bleep out of here, blood. Queen Street, cause he a gangster. He a real blood, and it's the funniest thing, because I was known for bagging on people, like cracking jokes,
for sure.
He can crack jokes too. And I stopped because Christ doesn't like that. Even though he don't like me watching somebody else do it, that's not saved. But I'm like, man, I be wanting to join on people still, man, but I don't, man. I'm like, ugh. But to hear somebody else do it, that's like one of my guilty pleasures. So, Nee, I need to cut that off my life. Y'all pray for me.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we'll start doing that like every podcast. Man, what you guilty about this week, man?
Yeah, man, just to keep it transparent. Yeah. Because like I said, y'all got us messed up as Christians because most people think that we weak and all of this. Listen, if you come in my house and break in, try to do harm to me, I will cut your head off and put it right next to your body. Straight up. No punchline after that. So don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
If you run up on me and you put your hands on me, I watch a lot of boxing. I will pivot to my right and I will catch you with an uppercut. And I'm going to pick you up by your britches, old school, and dunk.
For sure. Oh, man. Hold on. Did it hang up? Oh, no, Dick. Dick. What happened?
At Southwest.
What happened?
The best part of the story.
Oh, no. Yo, I apologize. Like I said, we got new equipment, man. So
me too. Yeah, this is like me calling on my cell phone. Like me to Courtney. This is not what we're like, what we usually do. And it was like, you know, telling me poor connection. Like, no.
It's all good, man.
But
can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Sorry, somehow that's my fault. Somehow, some way.
Hey, timestamp that, man, and then we'll jump back on.
Is it time stamp?
Is it recording we'll now?
Yep. Oh, we are on.
Yeah, man. So like I was saying, man.
Diddly diddly.
You can get
Flanders.
You can get these hands in Jesus' name, but I don't want to put my hands on nobody. I'm just saying, don't try us because we Christians, though, man. Like you, it's easier to be a heathen than it is to be a believer. Contrary to popular belief, it's easy to go down that path with a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely,
but it takes a lot of character and courage, man, to really stand on God's principles, man. Well, how do you know the Bible is real? Why are you borrowing from my worldview? Why are you using the laws of contradiction and laws of logic to argue your point? Don't borrow from my worldview to argue against me. If you're going to be an atheist, man, you should be blowing spit bubbles and singing lullabies right now. You shouldn't have any idea what I'm talking to you. Everything should be random. You might pop up in Alaska, or a hippo might pop up in your living room if we're from fish to philosopher. So miss me with the agnostic and atheist thing. You have no basis to stand on to call anything right, wrong, or good. So don't borrow from my worldview. That's how I know the word is real. You know what I mean? Because what you're doing is you're assuming induction and uniformity in nature. How do you know tomorrow's going to be like today? Because you've been born. Now say your age. I'm 32. Jay, you're 32. Nick, how old are you, Nick?
Nick, he's off, man.
Okay, man, he's back. I'm about to be 34 at the end of this week.
He's 34.
You remember, so, he in the background, though.
Right, I know. I'm just asking. I'm just going to prove a point. So has the sun or has the earth stopped spinning around the sun for 34 years? Yes or no?
Can't say that it has.
See, so we're all assuming induction and a uniformity in nature. Without that, you can't have science. So something makes sense. Something out there is controlling this thing. And that's what we call God. And he put everything that we need to know inside of a book. You understand? So it takes a lot to get, you know, now he gives us that power to submit to him. You know what I mean? Which is a great thing, you know, because Courtney was stupid. I was doing a lot of dumb things. But this is who I choose to follow. You know, I will bow my knee to Jesus Christ, because it makes sense, you know? So, but don't get it twisted. Please don't run up on me. Like I said, I am 80% saved, and there's 20% of me that's not, and you will get hurt, you know? For real, because you know how many times we got to bite our tongue, Josh, not to go off on somebody, man? They think we weak. No, it's not like that, man. Please. you got it chopped and screwed in life. Don't do that. You know what I mean? But I love you the fiber in me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to rant on that, Josh. That's how I feel. You know what I mean?
You good, man. That's what the platform is here.
At the end of the day, we appreciate your ear and listening to us, man. And if you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you know, we are your brothers in Christ. You know, we appreciate your ear, especially, man, from a man's standpoint, talking to young men and just men in general, man. If you come up in a fatherless home, he's real. And I have my own testimony. Jay has his. And just read his word. Read for yourself. Do your own homework, you know. But so those are some of the things that I'm guilty of at times, man. I need to repent of those things. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't say I'm going to repent because I might watch Bosco tomorrow. I don't know. You know what I mean? So until I'm really ready to get that thing up, I'm not going to say that I'm going to do the R word. You know what I mean? But I know I need to, and I need a strength to do that. And that's just being real.
Here's something too, man. I only cuss in the football huddle. And it makes me mad because one, I don't want to give off that. And like, dude, I just don't like cussing. Right. I used to cuss and make up words just to sound cool, and I sounded,
me too.
I sounded stupid. But like in the huddle, in the football huddle, and just around like the team, there's something about that I just want to fight it because I don't cuss at home at all. Mm-hmm. My daughter never heard me cuss, ever. My music's clean in the car. You know what I mean? Like as far as like cussing, you know. When I'm in my car, I'm playing, you know, the kids at the high school call it elevator music. You know, it's jazz infused with trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to our boy Hamich and
Origami. And we listen to a lot of instrumentals, man.
You know what I mean? And I know enough to. Thanks, Nick. You know, when I'm in the weight room, you know, I know songs do pop up, man. I play it. I let it just play off Pandora, the radio, and stuff like that. But.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that's another guilty pleasure. Like, it's like, bruh. Like, so I don't like the way I look because I look like a part timer, and I don't. That's what I don't want to look like.
Right.
So that's something. I'm just confessing, man, because we in this age where people want to look all nice, and I hate the fact that I probably look high and mighty in people's eyes because I do my job, what they well or what they think is well.
Right.
I just want to be looked at as a regular human that's going to mess up. I don't want to live for their acceptance because then I'll die from their rejection. So
exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, but, that's the cool thing about the podcast. I get to get on here and let loose like you did. Like, you know what I mean? This is one of my guilty pleasures. I'm sure I got more. I'm blank right now. But those.
Yeah, but.
The ones I said are the ones that come off my head right now. Go ahead.
Oh, and you know, and like my guy said, my Pastor Ramsey, man, he says, you know, everybody got a little diss in their function. He came out today. Like he said, man, you know, there's some things I've been with the company as far as preaching for 30 years, and there's still things that God works on me with, man. We're humans, man. We are flawed vessels, man, but we do have a renewed heart and a renewed spirit, though, man. But that flesh, man, is still in the fetal position until the day of judgment. When that's right, hey, we get that new body, man. So sometimes some of the things that we used to do, because you got to think about it, man. God's power is so true, though, man, but so is the enemy as well. Now, he ain't as strong as God, though, but look at your childhood, man. Look at the environments in which you were in. You know, I was introduced to pornography at the age of 10, introduced to smoking at the age of 11. So those are things that I had to fight at without even knowing I had to fight them until I got older, you know, and I didn't need a book to tell me that right from wrong. But the book does put it in perspective.
I want to get on that another podcast, too.
Oh, yeah, man.
But yeah. Not today.
Not right now. I got to go clean this chicken, you know. But,
Yeah.
But we'll wrap up, though, man. But that's for some of y'all, man, who look at Christians and think that everything is all sugar falls and gumdrops, man. It's not, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of character, man, and integrity to really walk this life, and God does help you, you know? So After confessing, man, I think I know what I need to do as far as letting some things go, and I'm definitely going to pray for God's will to be done and that power to break some of these carnal strongholds, because when you listen to certain music, it controls the way you think. You know, you listen to the little freaky deaky sex music, you're going to want to go poke something, or you're going to want to receive something. You know,
you mess around and be ready to go rob somebody too.
Yeah, you know, there was a report came out last year, man, that a girl killed both her parents, man, and she was listening to all type of music, man. That was, you know, F this and kill this and do that, man. And that music pumped her head up, and she did that crime.
Yeah,
you know, so music controls how you think. So as a Christian, I'm like, man, because me, I got a guilty pleasure too, man. Josh, when you met me, man, I was a huge Project Pat fan. That was my guy. Chicken Head, Mr. Don't Play, all of that. And then the music, man, the production just made you have that southern bounce to it. So, you know, sometimes that's a guilty pleasure that I need to shake off, man, because I have a mixture of sermons, instrumentals, and then sometimes sprinkled in a little Jackson 5 music, and then the hip hop come on. So I got some things I gotta go ahead and clean up out this closet, man.
For sure, man. I'm the same, man. I look like a part timer in front of certain people. Especially people that don't really know me. They just know me from like work.
Right.
And it's one of those things too. I'm like, man, I'm definitely more than what you see, but we in that, you know, we in this image marrying society.
Right. So at the end of the day, don't put Courtney and Josh on no pedestal.
Oh, no.
We are, like Paul said, you know, Moses said it best, man, in the book of Numbers, man. You know, who was Aaron but a servant? You know, he's a priest. This is when Korah and those were trying to, you know, talk against the Moses and Aaron, man. Like, look, man, we had it good in Egypt. Now y'all bringing this out here acting all high and mighty. We can talk to God too. Mm-hmm. And Moses hit his face, man. He got on his knees and bowed down. And as far as just feel humility, man, who are we, man? We ain't nothing but servants, man. We doing what God telling us to do. We ain't better than y'all. And that's what we trying to convey to, man. We not better than y'all, man. You know, we fight through things as well too, man. So yeah, we got a platform though, man, but you know, we believe in God's power to eradicate those things in our lives. We pray for y'all as well, too, man. So with that being said, man, Jay, go ahead and close us out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to close y'all out, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check our Instagram out, The Finished Works Brand on, Instagram. And check out the page, man, if you want to look at some merch. We got some new merch coming out. It's already here. It's already made. We just got to put it on the site. So stay tuned for that. Check out Finished Works Brand. .com And we're gonna close out with my man Homage with a beat called Lush. We are out.
Peace.
This is a Homage beat.